praise. Praise God. You may be seated just for a while. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I trust that we are happy to be in the house of God. I'm very happy to be back here. And I count this a grand privilege to stand behind this sacred desk tonight. I would like to appreciate our precious pastor and the elder, Pastor Makwinya. Amen. For extending his invitation for me to be here tonight. I would like to appreciate my friend, Pastor Walter Chesser. So, and their families. I feel so happy tonight. I can feel the presence of God in this place. I believe that you are praying for me tonight. I salute the elders of the church. I salute all the office bearers and brothers and sisters that are here tonight. Praise the Lord. I see a lot of my friends here in this church. I'm so happy for a reunion. So without wasting time, shall we stand on our feet? So that we read the Bible. Let us go to the book of Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read from verse 26. The Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Zvino Mwari vakati, ngatisike munhu nomufananidzo wedu, wakafanana nesu, ngave nesimba pamusoro pehove dzegungwa, nepamusoro peshiri dzedenga.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Mwari akasika munhu nomufananidzo wake. Nomufananidzo wake Mwari akasika iye munhu. Murume nomudzimai akavasika pamwe chete.
Give me verse 28. The Bible says here, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Mwari akavaropafadza akati kwavari, berekanai muwande, muzadze nyika yose, mubate ushe pairi. Muve nesimba pamusoro pehove dzegungwa, napamusoro peshiri dzedenga, napamusoro pezvipenyu zvose zvinokambaira panyika.
In chapter 2, verse 18, the Bible says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him.
Jehovha Mwari akatizve, hazvina kunaka kuti munhu agare ari oga.
Shall we bow our heads? Dear precious Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we have come once again before your throne of grace tonight. We pray, Master Divine, that you come down tonight and speak to us, Lord. We pray, God, that you take the word that we have just read, O God, and break it amongst your people and say it, O God. bring inspiration over it, oh God. Inspire the people this evening, oh God. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, let it not be a man saying things behind the desk of God, but let it be you speaking unto the people tonight, oh God. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, take me, hide me behind your pavilion, I pray. Heavenly Father, I pray, like what the singer says, Rock of Ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Lord God, I pray. I pray tonight, oh God, that Lord Jesus Christ, as the word is going forth, open the hearing of the word of God, open the ears of those that are here tonight so that they can hear from the inner man. We pray, Heavenly Father, after everything is done, oh God, may we be careful to give the glory, the praise and honor back unto you. We commit this service totally in your capable hands. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray, and the church of the living God shall say, Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Happy to see my friend, Brother Benura, that is sitting right at the back. He's my brother from a long time ago. So, he was such a darling to us when we were in Masingo. So he used to work in the traffic department. So when you are driving and your seat belt is not on, then you see ahead of you there is police. You start pulling the belt. When you get close by, you realize, it's Brother Jarvis. And you start throwing away the belt. Oh my. Every time I stand here, I feel happy and encouraged. The elders have prayed with me behind there, and I feel so much encouraged. So the last time we were here, we spoke about the blueprint of the apostolic ministration. Amen. And then we spoke about the manifestation of the second part of the twofold commission of Samson between the sixth and the seventh vision. Amen. Praise the Lord. But tonight, I have a little title. I would like to say the return of the book. The return of the book, that's what we'd like to speak about tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I am a very emotional speaker because I enjoy the presence of God. So if you see me being emotional, you must just understand me. I enjoy the presence of the Lord. Now, the prophet says the revival doesn't come by the preacher. He says the revival comes by the people. I believe, like the scripture which was projected there, where two or three people gather in his name, God will be in their midst. So I have no doubt that God is here. And we can even feel his presence. So if God is here tonight, it means he's going to address all our needs. It means he's going to speak to the inner man. And he's going to address all our needs. Because God is a discerner of our thoughts. He knows what we are going through right now. He knows our challenges. He knows our mind battles. He knows every spiritual battle that we're going through. That's the reason why I love God. And that's the reason why David speaks in another place. He says, one thing have I desired. That one thing is to stay in the sanctuary of God and to behold the beauty of God. When you begin to worship God, it's a spiritual journey where you can feel God taking you to places. He takes you from one level to the next level, from one inspiration to the next inspiration, and then you begin to overcome every other element around you. Then you begin to think and you say, it's not me that liveth, but it is Christ that liveth in me. It's Jesus in you, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
When Jesus takes the center seat of your soul, every other thing around you matters not. Because everything you do, it is to please God. And every step you take, it's by the inspiration of God that tells you what to do at what time. So if you are here to worship God tonight, I believe God will visit you where you are sitting. And I believe you, before you know it, He will visit your workplace. He will visit your home. He will visit your neighborhood while you are sitting there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet says, go. Stretch his hand towards man. Hallelujah. In other words, he left his glory and pitched their tent here. He tabernacled himself in flesh. He veiled himself behind flesh. But because man cannot understand God, God started moving his tent towards our tent so that he can have fellowship with you and me. He became a man so that we can become gods. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So your Christian journey is not just a journey. You are moving from glory to glory. You are moving from power to power. Moving from revelation to revelation. Until there is a transformation. Then you are changed in a twinkling of an eye. We are pilgrims and strangers. We are not just ordinary people. We came from God. And we are going back to God. What I need you to realize tonight, that your life has got purpose, and that purpose has got to be accomplished. There is no death that can kill you. There is no witch that can bewitch you. There is no car accident that can kill you until your purpose is accomplished. And you are the people. You are the bride. You heard the voice of the messenger, and you decided to come and sit here and say, I belong to God, and listen to the voice of the prophet. Now that voice has been working upon our lives, changing things in our lives. There is a lot of things that were attached to our lives which began to break away. The purpose of the preaching of the word, it is to remove all human elements so that the inner man can be above every other thing, can be above every circumstance. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Glory to God. Amen. So in the book of Genesis, on chapter 1 verse 26, and God said, let us make a man in our image, after the likeness, and let them have dominion. Glory to God.
Amen.
This man was supposed to be made in the image of God and after the likeness of God. When you talk of likeness, you are talking about attributes of God. Amen. You are talking about activity. That when you are doing certain things, people look at you, then they say, just like his father. Just like his father. When people look at you at your workplace, just like his father. Just like his father. Then the image. Remember, God is a spirit. Those that worship him, worship him in spirit and in truth. So we are not talking about facial characteristics when we talk of the image of God. Because God is a spirit. So in other words, this man of Genesis
1:26
is a spiritual man. So Adam of 1:26 is a spiritual Adam. So you were supposed to be made in the image of God and after the likeness of God. And then let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. It's not dominion first, then image and likeness. It's image and likeness, then dominion. If we have dominion without image and likeness, that would be power without character. And then that is satanic. So the first thing that comes is image and likeness. Then we have dominion. Glory to God, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let him have dominion over every creeping thing, over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. Every creeping thing. This was a man of Genesis 1:26. A man of Genesis 2:18. The Lord God says, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed. There is a difference between forming and creating. So here God takes some 16 elements out of the ground and he forms a man. Then he takes the man of Genesis 1:26, then he puts him into this body. Then the Bible says here, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. In other words, the reason why God is bringing all these things that he created, he formed. The reason why he is bringing them to Adam, it was for God to see what Adam would call them. Now, what I want you to understand is this. It means God knew the names of these animals already. But he wanted to see if Adam had a revelation of the names which God already had. Somebody shout amen to
me.
God had the blueprint of the names of the animals. He had a little book written within the backside. It was sealed with seven seals. And then he hid it behind his back. Then he said, come on, Adam. I am bringing these animals to you. Prophesy over these animals. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. He wanted to see how spiritual Adam was. Glory to God, amen. Because God was determined. Praise God to heaven, Amacha God. Right in the Garden of Eden. Amen. He wanted to kill us himself. He wanted to see the power of himself being expressed in the life of Adam. The desire of God has never changed. God has got a desire to become a man. And that desire is still the same. Amen. He has no mouth but your mouth. He has got no ears but your ears. God has got no hands but your hands. He has no feet but your feet. Prophesy over the dry bones. Can these dry bones leave? Hallelujah. So he comes down and watches Adam. As he began to give the names out. So you'd look and say, you are elephant. Then God would take his pen and tick. Correct. Amen. He would look and say, impala. Then he says, correct. It was exactly according to what God had in his mind. Praise the Lord. So the Bible goes on to say here, and whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Glory to God. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to, amen. And to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was no found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Adam, which Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. God moves on to the second pool. He brings this woman unto the man. This time, God didn't even explain to say give names, because that was already in the first pool. He just wanted Adam to break into discernment. So when Adam rose from his sleep, he looks at this woman next to him. Verse 23, and Adam said, this is now. Because faith is now. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. By it we understand the world that we are in now was made out of things that don't even appear. God believed in his word. He knew that when I speak, it had to definitely happen. The prophet says God stood in the, on the invisible platform and said, let there be light. There was no way that light was not going to be there. Because when God speaks, it's final. I don't care how long it was going to take. When God has spoken, if thus says the Lord. So Adam says, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall leave cleave unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh. The reason why man leaves his father and mother is to cleave to his wife. So that they too can be one flesh. Which is the same desire that God has got. That's why he condescended. He wants to become one flesh with you and me tonight. God had to leave his glory. He had to leave his throne. To come down. He became a man. So that you can become God. That's all. That's why all human elements are falling away. Your abilities are falling away. And your inabilities are falling away. Because God doesn't share his glory with man. If we desire to serve God, we put aside our efforts. Then we allow Jehovah God to come down into our lives and he begin to do things. The greatest hindrance is this fleshly man. This man must die for the inner man to live. When Adam woke up, he opened a chapter with prophetic utterances. This is bone of my bones. Who told him? Because he was in a deep sleep. Who told Adam, this is bone of your bones? I'll tell you exactly what happened. The man of Genesis 1:26 does not die. So when God put to rest the man of Genesis 2:18, it was this man who was asleep. But the man of Genesis 1:26 was standing next to God and he was watching everything. It's not something that he was taught in a college. It's not something he was trained. It was something that he saw happen. He was right there, standing with God. Let me tell you, there is a man in you who is greater than this man. And that man knows the mind of God. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. He was watching everything, my brother. Every step. So when he woke up, he opened his mouth. He started with prophetic utterance. That's why in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 5 it says, they that are of the flesh, they mind fleshly things. But they that are of the spirit, they mind spiritual things. My! Oh my. Glory to God, amen. My. Brother, sister, we came from God. We are here for a reason. And that purpose has got to be accomplished. You are a spiritual man. Hallelujah. Rise above the demands of this fleshly man. Refuse to be bound by this fleshly man. You have to rise up above the fleshly man. And then you begin to speak. It's no longer you speaking. It's God himself speaking through you. Hallelujah. When it's like that, every mountain must move. Every obstacle must move. Every hindrance must move. Every barricade must be broken. Because God is ready to operate through you. Hallelujah. Oh my. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my. From questions and answers. Give me the coat, my brother. Where the prophet starts by saying, now, Says, now if God created man in his own image, and in his own likeness, what kind of a man did he create? A spirit man. Now, if you will notice, after he had made all the creation and created a spirit man, the close reading of this now to the one that asked the question will find this. That God give dominion of the cattle and the fishes and everything to the man. But in his making up there, he made a man in his own image to lead the cattle, lead the beasts of the field, just like the Holy Spirit leads the believer. Today, you see, just like the Holy Spirit leads a believer today. My brother, you have dominion over your own situation because the Holy Spirit is leading you. The power is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Oh my. He gave me a correction fundamental foundations for faith.
Fundamental foundation.
Where the prophet says, I've seen people. I have seen people who just couldn't even come for healing. Just be sitting there and go home after being submissive to the Holy Spirit. And then go home and be perfectly made whole. And didn't even realize it. They are sitting in church. They didn't even come for the prayer line. No man has laid hands on them. But they have yielded themselves to the Holy Spirit. Then they are perfectly made whole. And they don't even realize. Ah, God can make you well now without you realizing it. When you go home, you discover it's already done. The tumor is already gone. The headache is already gone. Hallelujah. Why? Because God created you to be led by the Spirit. When you yield yourself to the Spirit, things begin to happen. And you don't even realize. When you go home, you are perfect. Amen. Watch what the prophet says here. The Holy Spirit is the healer. The Holy Spirit is here tonight to energize every life, to do everything. Now we see what the basis of divine healing. We'll have to draw this to a close. Just because time won't let us speak much longer, we've got to bring it to a close. Now, there's something that's wrong. And in the beginning, God has created you to be master of every circumstance. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the origin. That's authentic. That's God's word. There was nothing could happen unless you was the master of it. That's what you were created for. You were created to be a master of every circumstance, master of your sickness, master of your condition, master of your neighbor, master of your workplace, master of your own house, master. You are a master tonight. You can master your finances. You can master your bank account. Hallelujah. You can master every condition. Because God in heaven is determined to use you to correct everything that is not right. Whether it's in your workplace, whether it's in your house, you are the master. Glory! Now,
Zino.
I've preached this message somewhere. When I preached in Kambuzuma, there was a lady who couldn't speak. And the ears could not hear properly. For a long time. When we prayed for that lady, right on the platform, the ears opened and she started speaking like
that.
What inspired me to give this title? Way back when I was in South Africa, my wife, she was sleeping at our house. And I was in Joburg.
Johannesburg.
A thief broke into the house. And he walked in. He took a
handbag
that belonged to my wife. And he took all cell phones. And he threw into the bag. But apparently in the handbag, there was a passport. Which belonged to my wife. So he walked into the bedroom. But prior to this, just before that, God visited my wife. The Holy Spirit came to my wife and spoke to her. And she never realized it. Now what I want to bring to your attention, there are times that God speaks to you and you don't realize. There are things that you do and you don't know why you are doing them. But it will be the leadership of God. But you only discover later on that it was the leadership of God. Because this fleshly man will be trying to suppress the voice of God. Now the prophet talks of two dogs, a white dog and a black dog, and they are always fighting. Then he says, for the one that wins depends on which one you feed the most. We have something in us which is an Adam of Genesis 1:26. He feeds on the word of God. He feeds on the spoken word. If we don't feed him, there is another man who can begin to take control of your life. So the Holy Spirit came to my wife and she told my boys, my three boys, today you sleep in my bedroom. She didn't know why. They took their bed, came into the bedroom, they slept there. That night, the thief went into the bedroom where my boys sleep, and there was nobody. So they took my son's tablet and all these things. And then he moved around, looking for valuable assets.
So
he got into the bedroom where my wife was sleeping. And the light was off. So he looked around. Then he realized, no, probably in the headboard, in one of the drawers, maybe there's something special there. So he went around and came just next to my wife. And he tried to open that. Then my wife sensed that there is an unpleasant presence here. She opened her eyes and she sees a figure of a man just next to her head. That's very scary. And he was holding a steel bar. So my wife tried to scream. This man tried to hit my wife. She blocked. And then it just touched on the side of her lips a little bit. She screamed. And my boys woke up And my boy started screaming. And then this man realized here, I think the neighbors already had it. So he started to run away. But my boy picked a pillow. Now I want you to see how God works. My boy instantly picked the pillow. If it was a reflex, he didn't even know why he's picking up a pillow. But he started chasing this thief. And this man got out of the house. My boy followed outside the house. He's just 14 years. Now, in South Africa, you don't do that.
South Africa, we teach.
Because those people can pull out a gun and shoot you. End of the story. But he followed. He pursued this man. As he was trying to climb the fence, my boy was right here. So he realized, I have no chance. So what he did is, he turned around, tried to hit my boy with a steel bar. My boy just used a pillow. But he didn't know why he picked up a pillow. There are things in your life which you don't know the reason why God gave you those things. Maybe it's a pillow. Maybe it's a tool that you need along the journey. Now the prophet talks about the army. He says, in army, the commander can tell you, go with a shovel and a pick. You can say, what does this to do with war? He says, as long as the commander tells you to do that, he knows you're going to need that somewhere along the journey. When God is speaking to you, you rather listen to God, my brother, my sister. Because you don't know the reason why he's telling you to do that. My boy used a pillow. But now, what happened there, inside the handbag, was a passport. Which belongs to my wife. And the man went with that passport. Now, in South Africa, a
passport
is not just a passport.
Passport.
The moment you cross the border, a passport is changed in a twinkling of an eye from a passport to an ID. When in South Africa, without a passport, you have no identity. Without a
passport,
you have no voice. Without a
passport,
you have no power. Your passport is your voice. It is your power. Even if you've got millions of rands in your account, you cannot access your account without a
passport.
Because your passport is your ID. In other words, when my wife lost the passport, she had no voice. She had no identity. She had no power. She could not even access her millions. Even if she had millions, she would not access them. Because why? Her identity is already gone. All the legal rights were gone down the trench. When Adam, in the Garden of Eden, when sin crept in, he lost all the power. He lost all the virtue. He had power to create, power to direct how a river should flow. He could just wake up and say, you river, flow this way. And he had to obey. He was always in the Shekinah presence of God. And the mind of God The mind of El Elohim was governing who Adam was. He had the power to design everything the way that he desired. But when he lost it, the prophet says, the book went back to the original owner. It was an abstract title deed. And it went back to the original owner. The prophet says, Satan's dirty hands could not get hold of the book. It went back to the original owner. And the book was back in the hands of God. It is the same book that we see in Revelation 5, written within and at the backside, sealed with the seven seals. No man was found worthy to open the book and to reveal the seals thereof. Hallelujah! No man was worthy. All the 24 elders were there, but no man was found worthy. John began to weep. Why did he weep? He was weeping because our names were in that book. All our legal rights were lost when Adam lost the book. My wife, when she lost the passport, she called me one day. She was stressed. She said, Daddy, I don't know what I'm going to do. I go back home and apply for another passport. I am so devastated. So one day, after a few weeks, I knelt down and I started praying. I said, Heavenly Father, please bring back the book. I don't care about the phones, but please, just the book. A few days after that, my wife phoned me. She says, Daddy, guess what? I have found the book. Oh my. The book is back. The return of the book. It's back in my hand. Oh, the return of the book brings back authority. The return of the book brings back the voice. The return of the book brings back your identity. It gives you liberty. It gives you confidence. When my wife had lost the passport, when she sees the police, she would step back and hide. You know why? Because no matter how much you explain, but without producing the book, they can apprehend you, lock you up. So the confidence was gone. Let me tell you, if we say we are sons and daughters of God, the devil doesn't worry about that. It doesn't matter how much we explain. What the devil is afraid of is when the book becomes light. Oh my. Glory to God, amen. When you and me tonight become a living book, when we become living monuments, when the voice of God becomes material and it's in us, and when we walk, it's not you walking. When you speak, it becomes the voice of the archangel. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. My desire is to see the spoken word becoming life. My desire is not to carry the spoken word. My desire is not to carry the Bible. My desire is to see the Bible becoming flesh. God becoming one with man. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, we are here for that reason. It is to manifest the spoken word. The spoken word has got to become material. It has got to become flesh. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God, amen. Amen. Just 2 weeks ago, we were in Zaka.
2 weeks, my Vigma, for that to Zaka.
A brother said, I challenge everyone in this tent I want you to write on a paper whatever you desire. So people started writing. And they put all the papers together. They were brought to the pulpit. And this brother said, "Brother, Pastor, come pray for this desire." I went there, I started praying. But there was one particular, very peculiar request. A sister who had lost her brother in 1997. That brother of hers disappeared. No one knew where he was. Everyone believed he was dead. Now, this is 21 years. A sister writes on a paper, "I want my brother back." So we prayed. That was Sunday morning. That prayer went to the throne of God. Bounced on the throne of God. Came down. And God said, "If they have spoken down there, it's final. Go and find that man." Searched for that man. Wherever he was, he started his journey back home. That was on Sunday when we prayed.
Sunday,
Monday afternoon.
Monday,
after 21 years, the man walked into the yard. My. Shamari, usatamba mari.
Don't play with God.
The voice of God searched for the man. And found him and brought him back. Right now they are gathered in their home place to celebrate the return of this
man.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I once gave a testimony here that I got on a truck and I was sitting in the truck. And the driver got a phone call, and he started speaking in Sotho. And he asked me, "Are you from Zimbabwe?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Do you have a bag, like a school bag, a black one?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Where is it?" I said, "Here." He said, "What is in that bag?" Then I started to think maybe there are cameras in this truck. So they are calling from the control room because they are seeing something. So I said, no, it's here. There is clothes and my laptop. He said, no. There is something that you are not telling me in that bag. I said, "No, I can't even open it." So he carried on talking. After a distance, he dropped the phone. He said, "Do you know who was talking to me?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "It's my sangoma." Because he's 200 kilometers away. He told me, "You have picked up a man. That man is carrying a black bag. Inside the bag, there is something very dangerous. That man you picked up is very dangerous. I can feel pressure right now." Glory to God, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You could be thinking you are sitting on the chair. Some certain demons are under your feet. You are sitting on them. They can feel the pressure. Glory to God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. You are not just an ordinary person, my brother. You are sitting under your enemy, on top of your enemy. Your enemy is under your feet right now. All the spirits from your genealogies, all generational curses, they are under your feet right now. As we speak, they are under your feet right now. We have the power to kick the mamba on the highway. That's why we can tell the devil right now, to come out of our life. Command the devil while he's there today
Glory to God, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There is no demon from hell that can stop you. There is no demon from the pits of hell that can stop you. There is no witch that can stop you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my. Apana chidoma.
There is no goblin that can hit on you.
You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. We challenge every spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh my. I want to give the devil a knockout punch. Tonight. Amen. Oh my. Glory to God, amen. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. Glory. I can feel that the devil is trembling right now. Oh, my. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. When he said that, then I realized that this is a spiritual thing taking place right here. Then this man started to drop down. Then the inner man, from the inner socket of my soul, began to give command. Then I said, oh, now I know. I am a Christian. If your sangoma can see me 200 kilometers away and I can put pressure on him when he's 200 kilometers away, then imagine the kind of God that I'm serving. Then he says, but what is in your bag? That's when something kicked in. Then I remembered it was the spoken word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This sangoma, he said the thing in his bag, he said the man is dangerous, that I understand, but the thing in his bag is more dangerous. He says it's blinding me. Now if the spoken word in written form can blind a sangoma 200 kilometers away, the pillar of fire moved into the spoken word, and a sangoma can see the pillar of fire in written form, and it blinds him so that he cannot see. What about that spoken word? When it moves from here to here. Oh my. The spoken word is the original seed. My brother, you were there in the mind of God. You came out of the Logos, and you are here today to express the attributes of Jehovah God. Oh, the return of the book. God had to bring back the book. And I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed in a cloud. A rainbow was upon his head. His feet were like pillars of fire. God was wearing shoes. He was wearing shoes of fire. And he was coming down. One foot on the land, one foot on the sea. He had a little book open. Oh man, he swore by him that liveth forever and ever, that time shall be no more to the demons that were terrorizing your life. Tonight is over, because the book is back. This is the return of the book. It's the return of the voice. It's the return of the power. Power to break every chain. Oh, my. Glory to God. Glory.
Amen.
Oh my. Oh, we have roughly 15 minutes. And we wanted to bind everything together. So that by 8 o'clock, we will have closed. But when we close, you must know the devil is finished. Demons are totally broken down. This is a total massacre tonight. Oh, on Sunday we were preaching. We were preaching in Kambuzuma about connecting dynamites to explode them. We need to connect the dynamites in order to explode them. We will run a wire. We will run a wire from this sister in red. It will run and connect here. Connect there. And connect there. And connect there. And there. And there. And there. And there. And there. And there. We don't end here. It will go right on the balcony. And connect from there to there. Right to the end. And we are holding the remotes. God is holding a remote. Right in heaven. He will press the button. Boom! Every demon has got to scatter. Every fear has got to go. Every doubt must go. Every worry must go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I challenge every spirit tonight. I challenge every demon tonight. I don't care what demon. Demons that are coming from pits of hell. You have no power over these people. These are sons of God. These are daughters of God. They were bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout amen tonight. Oh, the devil is in trouble, brother. Oh, my. So when my wife lost the passport, she had no power to come back home without the book. We are in a spiritual journey to go back to God, to go back home. But we can't go back without the book. That's why on February 28th, 1963, something happened on Sunset Mountain. There was a blast, and a prophet was taken in a constellation of angels. And God came from glory, and he handed the book. Lo, I come in the volume of a book to do thy will, O God. And he was told, go back to Jeffersonville. Reveal the mystery of the seven seals. Oh my, what is a mystery? It is a previously hidden truth that is now being divinely revealed. But there is always a supernatural element that remains despite the revelation. What is that supernatural element? It is the attributes of God by revelation which kicks in, and you begin to live in a way that nobody can explain. It is the life of Christ that comes back to a believer. The first pool, the devil could impersonate. Second pool, he could impersonate. Third pool was a total secret. You know why? God, when he comes down, if you see Revelation 8:1, there was a half hour silence. The devil says, Abraham says, the devil could cause great damage if he could hear what was said. So God kept it as a secret. So you can argue with the denominations from Genesis all the way going. But when you get to secret things that were under the seventh seal, when you get to the half-hour silence, the devil is mesmerized. But let me tell you,
How you get what was under there? It is a walk with Christ. If you were walking with Christ along the path of your life, if you were being led by the Spirit, when you get into that space, there is a voice which begins to speak in you, and you cannot explain it. Then people can see the manifestation of what was under there. Your life is a total secret, and you cannot explain it. We are living in a season where we have become a manifested voice of God. There are people under their prophet messenger who shall be the final voice in the final age. You will speak missing links into existence. The power is in you. The Spirit pushes you to utter things without knowing, spontaneously. This is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she come out of man. It becomes a prophecy. You can prophesy. You can prophesy tonight. These Egyptians that you see, you shall see them no more. These challenges that you see, you shall see them no more. All your finances will fall into place. God is going to fix it tonight. There is power in your prayer. There is power in your prayer. There is a woman in South Africa who is originally from here. She felt sick. They removed an ovary. They removed fallopian tubes on the left hand side. She went to South Africa. The right hand side started giving a problem. They took her into theater to operate on the right hand side. But before she went there, she came, she said, "Pastor, pray for me." I said, "Heavenly Father, perform a miracle." There are words you utter, and you don't know why you speak like that. When she was taken into theater, when they opened, the shock was this. On the left hand side, there was a brand new ovary and a brand new fallopian tube. So she had now a complete set. The same doctor said, "I don't understand how this happened." He even wrote on his report that the tube on the left hand side looks brand new. He said, "It's like a brand new born baby." A brand new born baby. It's like a brand new born baby. Trying to explain how new the tube looks. God can begin to fix things in your life. While you are sitting there, every tumor must fall. Every goiter must fall. The high blood pressure must fall. Every headache must fall. Sugar diabetes must fall. Your back problem must fall. And I challenge the devil tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. The spoken word is the original seed. We are here tonight. We are not given unto the spirit of fear, but we are given unto the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, "Abba, Father," and we speak tonight. We speak your deliverance. We speak your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up from your condition in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you are looking for a job, you can receive it right now. You can receive it right now. You can receive it right now. In the Balkan, you can receive it right now. Hallelujah. If you are looking for a promotion, you can receive it right now. If you are looking for a car, you can receive it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Glory! Oh my!
He knows what you are going through. He knows your condition. He knows your worries. He knows what's going on. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. He can fight your battles. He can become your voice. He can become your voice. You can speak tonight. You can speak your healing. You can speak your deliverance. Speak little bright. Speak little
breath.
Prophesy over your condition. It's over tonight. If they want to take you to court, it's not going to work, because the Spirit of God is here to change it around. God can rearrange your life. You will never be the same again. If you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can receive it tonight. Hallelujah! When you come from South Africa, coming back home, the first place you get is a fence. And you find there is police. South African police.
South Africa.
As you get there, they say, give us the book. They want to see your passport. Now, if you try to be smart and try to explain yourself, they will take you and lock you up. So what they want to see in that first dimension, book. So when you go past that first dimension, you go to the second dimension. It is customs on the SA side. So they will be behind a window and they are looking at you. They say, give us the book. You have to produce the book. So they take the book, open the book. There is your image. So they want to see the image and the likeness. So they check your face. Check the face in the book. Look at your face. Look into the
book.
Right now, as the word is going on, you are hearing the calling of your name. There is an image of yourself in the book. So the word is scanning over the building. There is a certain man that is in this book. And that man is you. As we speak, the man who is a spiritual man, a man of Genesis 1:26, responds to the calling of the name. Ah! They look at your face. Look into the book. Look at your face. Look into the book. But still, they don't trust themselves. We may not trust ourselves when we look at your life. But there is another stage. They take the book and put it in a machine. Inside the machine, there is something that reads the language, which is the total secret. No man can read the unwritten portion. There is barcodes, which even if you see them, you can't interpret them. There is something about you in the Bible which even if we read, we see the lines, but we can't interpret it. That barcode is only connected to you. It's not like any other man in the whole world. So the machine scans. And read the language. Then a green light comes to say exactly. Hallelujah.
it is end of all strife. He's all by himself. That in blessing, he will bless you. And in multiplying, he will multiply thee. A confirmation by an oath is the end of all strife. There was no one greater than God. No creation was greater than him. He had to swear by himself that in blessing you, he would bless you. Once the barcode is read, they take a step, which is a token. After the second stage of grace, here comes the third work of grace, baptism of the Holy Ghost. He puts a stamp. He gives you back the book. You start walking towards Zimbabwe. You are coming back home. You are coming back home. You are coming back home. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. Then you get to a place which they call foot and mouth. It's a place which is the last stage as you get out of South Africa. So when you get there, they say, give us the book. Give us the book. You hand them the book. Now these men are not so much interested in your face. These ones are looking for a token. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. They are not interested in our explanation. It's an angel of death sent to investigate. When they see the token, they give you back the book. Then it's end of all strife. Then you start walking towards Zimbabwe. Even your step changes after that stage. Because you know you are getting back home. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother, then you start walking on a bridge. Underneath is a river of death. Hallelujah. Underneath is the river of death. Underneath the river, inside the water, there is crocodiles. You fall in there, you are dead. You walk on top of that river. I shall not fear death, my brother. When I have the token, I'm not worried about the crocodiles. I'm not worried about the current of the water. Because there is something in me which is a token. You walk on top of death. Oh, my brother, my sister, I rather have trouble on this side of the river. I rather spend time looking for the token this side of the river, so that when I reach that step, there will be a hand to pull me in and say, welcome, my son. Well done, enter into the joys of the Lord. When you cross over there, when you get on the other side, you get to the fourth dimension. As you are just about to get into Zimbabwe, then everything changes. This time it's no longer police. It's soldiers with the guns. With the guns. To make sure you don't escape. They say, give us the book. They are not worried about explanations. Fourth dimension. When they see that, they say, pass. Then as you just get past the gates from the river of death, from the bridge. If you didn't have the token on the other side, you are going to a region of the lost. Because there is a tent. A tent. And there is soldiers again with the guns. And there, they are making sure but everything that is coming from the South African side has got the token. You can't bribe them. And if they will call you, if they see something wrong, you are going to a prison.
region of the lost. A prison in Zimbabwe is very hard, brother. They lock you in darkness because you don't have a token. But when you go past that fifth dimension, you are coming to the region of the blessed, which is customs on the Zimbabwean side.
Customs of Zimbabwe.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You come there, they say, give us the book. Even the language changes.
What can we do? Can you hand us the passport?
What is a passport?
They look at the passport. They stamp the passport.
It's the region of the blessed. Even my bag.
Maybe they want to
can
help
we help you?
They speak your own language.
Brother Branham went into the sixth dimension. Everyone was saying, our precious brother. Our precious brother. Our precious brother. Our precious brother. He said, where is the Lord Jesus Christ? He is a little bit higher. Hallelujah! Everything that he had lost, he saw it there. His own chair, his little dog, or anything. He saw all those things. Why? Because he was in the region of the blessed. When you get a stamp there, you are walking towards the last step into the seventh dimension. They say, give us the book. It's right by the fence. You give them the book. They check the book. They say, enter into the joys of the Lord. You are entering into Zimbabwe now. As you pass that place, if somebody asks you for a passport, you will say, are you crazy? Why do you need my passport? Because I'm already home. When we get home, there is no preaching there. There is only one ministry left. We shall sing as we go around the throne. We shall dance as we go around the throne. No need for the book. No need for the book. But let me tell you the good news. Don't let it appear what we shall be. But when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye. One of these mornings, we will bypass every dimension. If you don't want to go through all this trouble, just go to O.R. Tambo. One stamp on this side. Get on the plane. Already on the Zimbabwean. You are already in Harare. No trouble. You know why? There is a transformation. We shall be changed. We will bypass all these dimensions. You are trapped in a body. Called Admire. Trapped in a body called Walter. We bypassed our theophany. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We came to this world telling lies. But one of these days, we shall be changed. We shall be caught up in a twinkling of an eye. Let me tell you, my brother, as I close tonight, the power is back in you. You have the voice. The word of God has already done something in your soul. And you will never be the same again. The power is back in you. We will not just go into the rapture. There will be a short, quick demonstration of power. And we are here to speak things this morning. Because the Christ himself, he is in the many-membered body, which is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what is your challenge tonight? The return of the book is here. You have the book right in your hands. You can change the condition at your workplace. You can change the condition in your house. You can change the condition in your neighborhood. You have the power tonight. If you came to this service sick, you are walking out of this building totally free. Totally healed. And I tell you right now that God is already doing something.
Because you were yielding to the Spirit. Before you realize it, when you get home, you are totally healed. If it was a chest problem, it's already gone. If it was your feet, it's already gone. It was your back, it's already healed. If it was a mind battle, it's already gone. If it was depression, it's already gone. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. 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 Receive your blessing tonight. Receive your blessing. Receive your job. Receive your job. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your promotion tonight. There must be a message that comes into your phone tonight. God already doing something. People who were owing you for years must you begin to bring back the money. Because the power is in you. The voice of God is right in you. You can declare tonight that I'm no longer bound. Refuse to be bound by spiritual husbands. Refuse to be bound by ancestral spirits. I challenge every principality and power of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Right here tonight, somebody is being set free. I challenge the devil. Come out of the people. Come out of the people. Come out of the people tonight. You can rise up to your feet and claim your healing and claim your blessing. Right now as we speak tonight, it is the return of the book. The power is in you. You can begin to redesign things. In your house, redesign things. Redesign things in your house. At your workplace, redesign things. Challenge your challenger. Tonight, challenge your challenger. If you have a hard case, a condition which is extremely hard, I want you to believe that God can settle it tonight. If you had a hard case, God is already dealing with it tonight. I challenge every condition in I challenge every condition tonight because we are standing in the presence of God. I challenge every situation because we are standing in the presence of God. Only believe all things are possible. I believe we are standing in the presence of God right now. And I want to challenge every stubborn spirit that was bringing your life down. Bringing your life down. Everything that you try to do crumples when you are about to get there. If they have done something about your name, tonight, we challenge that. Musicians, go to your place. I know what I'm talking about right now.
Right in the rurals, they are running around. They are saying, who is unloosening our...
Because right now we will launch our prayers to go and disturb the camp of the enemy. We are launching a ballistic missile into the camp of the enemy. I see the chains being broken. I see the chains being broken tonight. You are becoming free tonight. There is a power under this roof. God is right here as we speak tonight. And I challenge the enemy to leave the camp. He must be out of your life, out of your finances, out of your family, out of your neighborhood, out of your dreams. I challenge the enemy out of your dreams.
Claim back everything that was stolen. Claim back everything that was stolen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The power is given back to you. I can feel the presence of God everywhere. And we are standing in His presence tonight. God is fixing things in the lives of people. If you are here and you are emotionally hurt, He can heal the broken hearted. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Receive your healing tonight. Receive your healing, my sister. Receive your healing, my brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, God cannot fail. God is not a man that He can lie. And I know He is here tonight. God is dealing with your condition, my brother. He's dealing with your condition, my sister. He can restore. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 He can restore. Everything that the devil has stolen from you, you can claim back your husband. You can claim back your wife. He can claim, you can claim back your children. The power of God is right here. The power of God is right here. The power of God is right here. Apply the token. Apply the token. The voice of God is locked up in you. It is the voice of the archangel. It is the voice that says, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus could not stay dead. And I would like to say tonight, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Prophesy over the dry bones. Will these dry bones live? I God, raise up a mighty army of God. Rise up! Rise up, mighty gender warriors. This is your season right now to claim everything, every legal right, because the book is back. You have the power. Oh, hallelujah! 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 I can see the chains being broken right now. I can see the chains being broken right now. People are being delivered right now. I can see the chains being broken. I can see the chains being broken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. When God arises, His enemies scatter. They will melt like wax in the presence of fire. The presence of God is here tonight. All your enemies are melting away. 1,000 shall fall on your left, and 1,000 shall fall on your right. The anointing of God is upon you, just like Samson holding a dry bone, holding a jawbone. You can split the helmets of Philistines. Split through their helmets. You have the power tonight. Just like Shamga holding an ox god, the enemy cannot stand the power that is locked up in you. We need to sing a song, and we want to all pray. While we are still in this presence, we will all pray. Then we will call the man of God, the pastor,
Pastor McQueen,
to come and pray. I want you to receive whatever you need. Let's sing a little chorus. A little chorus. Then we all pray. I want you to pray while it's you. Wherever you are, pray. Tell God whatever you need. You will see things coming to pass. God bless you.